This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is an Apostrophe podcast production.
As we regret to inform you, the Rejection Podcast. Hello all, Sydney and Terry here, welcoming you to our final episode of the 2020 season and to our first annual We Happily Inform You, the Reaction Podcast, where we chat about the season and answer some of your questions.
Every month in 2020 has felt like its own year. But somehow this season really flew by, didn't it?
Oh, for sure. 9 months, 19 rejection stories, and nearly 500,000 downloads. We could not be more grateful to each of you for tuning in. We read every single tweet and reply and email, and we're amazed at the community that's been created out of this universal subject of rejection. If you haven't already, you can follow us across all social media at Apostrophe Pod. And please comment or message us anytime. We love to chat. You guys send us some great episode ideas too, which makes my life so easy. We've actually got a good chunk of our subjects ready to go for next season, thanks to you. So thank you.
As I think back on this season, one of the many themes that emerged in our series is timing. We launched our company, the Apostrophe Podcast Network, in mid-2019. And started working on this series shortly afterward with the plan to drop our trailer in early 2020. Well, we uploaded that trailer and then the world turned completely upside down. And we weren't sure if we should launch in a pandemic. And we certainly didn't feel right about loudly promoting our new show.
The tone just didn't feel right at the beginning of the largest crisis in a generation.
Right. So after a lot of discussion, we decided to go ahead with a quieter, softer launch. This show was going to be one with a message of inspiration and hope and perseverance. And as it turned out, the timing was right. And I think serendipitous. Because everyone is struggling to different degrees these days, and a message of resilience is so important right now, I think. And it's also meaningful.
Timing is everything. A few weeks ago, we put out a call on social media for any questions you had about the show. And we thought we'd answer some of them today.
Karen wants to know how many hours go into each podcast from start to finish.
It varies episode to episode depending on the amount of research required. Sometimes we have to read a book or two, other times we can piece the story together from multiple sources, and some other times we get to talk to people about their stories. But generally speaking, I would say the research can take anywhere from 10 to 20 hours. Writing takes around
5 days.
Recording the narration takes about 5 hours. And producing and mixing an episode takes about half a day in the studio.
Jake asks, how do you decide which story to talk about?
Well, first and foremost, we seek out stories that inspire us. One of the reasons we started this podcast in the first place was because we asked ourselves what kind of show we'd love to listen to, something we wish we could find that didn't yet exist. And through our research for Under the Influence, and through being big nonfiction readers, we discovered so many celebrated people weather debilitating rejection on their journey to the top. That being said, in the retelling of their stories, the rejection part is so often glazed over. Despite it being the most inspiring, arguably the most interesting, and often the most critical part of their journey. So as storytellers, we decided to shed light on some of those darkest moments in people's lives. We start by looking for episode subjects whose resilience makes us feel either motivated and energized, emotional, or just in complete awe. Where it can become tricky is figuring out whether or not there's enough information out there to fill an entire half hour to 45 minute show. And that's where our amazing researchers come in. They read books, listen to podcasts, watch interviews, read articles, watch documentaries. And sometimes we even have the pleasure of talking to one of our subjects directly, which is thrilling. Because it's heartbreaking to come across a wonderful story and not have enough details to fill an episode. Usually what that means is that it's a story that's ripe for the telling, and we'd love to be the ones to do so. So we dig and dig, and more often than not, manage to find exactly what we need.
Mark asks, do you have any rejection stories of your own?
I sure do. When I was starting my career as an advertising writer, I applied to 60 advertising agencies from coast to coast in this country, from Newfoundland to British Columbia, hoping somebody would want to hire a green, enthusiastic kid fresh out of Ryerson. And I was wrong. I received 61 rejection letters. True story. One ad agency rejected me twice. That's how much they didn't want me.
Andrew on Instagram says, if you could interview any one of your subjects, who would it be?
For me, I'd love to interview RuPaul. First of all, I'm a huge Drag Race fan, and by the way, I wasn't before I dove into the research. I threw on a few episodes just to get a feel for the show and inform my writing, and I fell completely in love. RuPaul is an enigmatic fountain of wisdom and a self-described sensitive soul, and yet he's somewhat of a closed book. Through this series, we focus primarily on rejection as it pertains to one's career. But as you'll notice in many of our shows, we touch on the various other forms of rejection, like rejection from your family of origin, rejection from your peers, romantic rejection, rejection of oneself, or rejection from society. All of these different categories really make up the human experience. But RuPaul is a Black, gay drag queen. The number of angles from which RuPaul dodged judgment and rejection are astounding.
And doesn't he also say, Sid, that his superpower was not fitting in?
Exactly. RuPaul managed to not let rejection extinguish his true self, but instead found a strange freedom in his uniqueness, because he said it allowed him to play with all the toys and all the colors. He's not impervious to mocking or immune to judgment. In the 49 years before sashaying into the public eye, RuPaul was knocked down a peg or two at every turn. But as he famously says, what other people think about me is none of my business. It's made me ask myself more often, if all judgment, artificial or societally imposed barriers disappeared, what would I do differently? Or what would I say? It's a very interesting exercise. For RuPaul, the answer was to take all those perceived barriers and crush them into a diamond and shine all over the world. I'd love to sit down with RuPaul and hear more about his journey and maybe learn some makeup tricks. and we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thomas wants to know, do you have a favorite episode of the season?
Well, I would say it's the Brian Grazer episode for me. I was lucky enough to see him speak at the Cannes Advertising Festival a few years ago. He was on stage talking about how hard he worked to get the movie Splash made, how he dealt with years of rejections. Then he said a line that stayed with me. He said, "There is a lot of information in a no." And along with what Sid said earlier, the inspiration for this show came from our fascination with stories of success. But that moment from Grazer was also an inspiration for this show. We wanted to explore rejection and success and pluck out the insights. Because if you analyze rejection, there is an incredible amount of learning to be had. As someone once said, when people throw stones at you, you can still use them to build a pathway.
Sarah asks, who is the voice that says the stats at the end of every episode? Thank you for asking, Sarah. My name is Jennifer. I'm the unsung hero of this pod.
Our faithful robot sidekick.
I need a raise.
We'll talk.
Okay.
Jen's in charge of a crucial part of the show, outlining the subsequent success of each subject. We regret to inform you is meant to focus on the ways in which each subject overcame rejection, and thus pretty much has to end at the point they achieved success, whatever that may look like for each person. But it isn't a complete story or a complete picture of what all that rejection led to without Jennifer letting us know exactly how it all paid off. She also throws out some great fast facts for your next dinner or Zoom party. Here are some of our faves.
Jay-Z's won 22 Grammys with 80 nominations. Sir James Dyson still vacuums his own home. Lady Gaga is godmother to Elton John's children. RuPaul holds the record for most outstanding reality show host Emmys, 5 years running. Tyler Perry is worth $1 billion. Dirty Dancing is the first movie in history to sell over 1 million videos. Taraji P. Henson has the most Best Actress BET awards in history. Mike asks, how wide is the audience for We Regret to Inform You?
Well, Canada is our biggest country, of course. But our second biggest listening audience is actually Australia. Next comes the US, then New Zealand, then the UK. We also reach Brazil, Italy, Finland, Thailand, and Morocco. And all told, We have listeners in 147 countries. It's amazing.
Danique tweeted, "What's your biggest takeaway from doing this podcast?"
That's a great question. I've collected many gems from the subjects and the research, but my biggest takeaway is that rejection is universal, yet it's so shrouded in shame. It's ubiquitous, yet it's extremely isolating. Lisa Kudrow hid under the covers when she was fired from Frasier, and I think that's the perfect visual to accompany the feeling. In the intro to our first episode, we said that rejection lights up the same neural pathways as physical pain. It's painful, it's uncomfortable, it's mortifying, yet it's a necessary and unavoidable part of life. I think the task is to uncouple those feelings. And that's exactly what Sarah Blakely's father was trying to do when his children sat down every night for dinner and he asked them, "So what did you fail at this week?" And if Blakely said she was cut from the team or lost in the debate club, he'd give her a high five. He was taking the air out of it and in turn lifting the shame factor. I think that's been a really great ongoing lesson for me personally, and I hope for you too.
Andrew wants to know if there are any differences between the stories about actors versus inventors versus athletes, etc.
There were tiny differences. Writers kept writing in spite of rejection. Inventors kept spending money. Actors kept auditioning. But there is much more in common between actors, writers, inventors, and athletes than what separates them, which is interesting. The biggest thing they all share in common is persistence. Even in the face of dozens of rejections from publishers, Stephen King didn't stop writing. Lisa Kudrow got fired from sitcoms and lost out on just about every audition she went to, but she kept showing up. Jim Steinman and Meat Loaf were rejected by every single record label in the business, but they never stopped believing in their music. Even Fred Van Vliet, who was ignored by his high school team, he wasn't recruited by any colleges, he was rejected by all 30 NBA teams, well, he didn't give up. Now his salary is $85 million. Even after humiliating and crushing rejections, nobody gave up. It didn't matter what career path or what kind of category somebody was in, they persisted. I would say the other thing that many had in common was that they had a champion. So Taraji P. Henson's father, for example, never stopped supporting her dream. Stephen King's wife, Tabitha, pulled Carrie out of the garbage. Lady Gaga's sweet little grandmother told her to stop crying and kick ass, which is so funny. And James Dyson's wife, Deirdre, cheered him through 5,000 failures. So there you go. And the other odd thing that many shared in common was the number 40. Dirty Dancing was turned down 40 times. Back to the Future was rejected 40 times. Bat Out of Hell was rejected by 40 different record labels. Not quite sure why 40 is so common, but it is. Plus, 40 is a mountain of rejection. And that's why we say persistence is the load-bearing wall of success.
Well, that just about wraps up our very first season. Again, I want to thank each and every listener. I can't tell you what a joy this series has been for us to put together. We'll be back for our second season at the beginning of April. Until then, Under the Influence returns to the airwaves January 7th for its 10th season. You can binge all 8 episodes of our true crime podcast, The Miami Chronicles Booby Trap. We have a brand new show joining our network called Alone Together, a curious exploration of loneliness, launching January 11th. And you can listen to amazing conversations on surviving life with Les Stroud. Oh, and one more thing. Never, ever give up. The Rejection Podcast is an Apostrophe Podcast production and is recorded in an Airstream mobile recording studio. This series is hosted and written by me, 2004 soccer goalie reject Sydney O'Reilly. Research by Allison Pinches, who was rejected from The Littlest Christmas Tree for being too tall, Jillian Gora, chess club reject, and rejected novelist Abby Forsyth. Director Callie O'Reilly, who was rejected for the starring role of Cindy Lou Who in grade 3 and ended up playing Max the dog. Engineer, Ontario Place stagehand reject, Keith Oman. Producer, Debbie O'Reilly, who was rejected from the Broomball team in 1969. Whatever that is. Theme music by Ian Lefevre, who was rejected from a Ponderosa restaurant job, age 15. And Ari Posner, who was also rejected from a restaurant job for tickling the ivories too loud. Executive producer, Terry O'Reilly, rejected by one Kelly O'Grady in the fourth grade. Special thanks to Narissa Laddock, who was rejected from another job right before landing her role at Acast. And we're so glad. This series is powered by Acast. And a big thank you to all our wonderful advertisers. Thanks for supporting us. Stay safe, everyone, and we'll see you for season 2.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.